November 6, 1929, Jesus, Center of the Creation. The Word, Outpouring of the Soul. The Value of It. Who is the Bearer of the Works of God? My abandonment in the fiat continues, and it seems to me that all of creation and the many works it encloses are my dear sisters, but so bound to me that we are inseparable, because one is the will that animates us, and everything that Jesus did while on earth forms my life, and so I feel as though needed with Jesus and with all his acts. So, I felt myself surrounded by everything, and in the center of all things I could see my sweet Jesus, taciturn. Though in the midst of so many works, everything was silence, and he had no one to whom to say a word, the most beautiful works were mute for him. Then, drawing me to himself, he told me, "My daughter, I am the center of all creation, but isolated center. Everything is around me, everything depends on me, but since created things do not have reason, they do not keep me company. They give me glory, they honor me, but they do not break my loneliness. The heavens do not speak, the sun is mute, the sea tumults with its waves, it murmurs tacitly, but does not speak. It is the word that breaks loneliness." Two beings who, in words, exchange their thoughts, the affections and what they want to do, this is the most beautiful joy, the purest feast, the sweetest company. Their secrets, manifested in words, form the dearest harmony. And if these two beings blend in their sentiments, in the affections, and one sees his will in the other, this is the most pleasant thing that can exist, because one feels his life in the other. Great gift is the word, it is the outpouring of the soul, the outpouring of love. It is the door of communication, it is the exchange of joys and of sorrows. The word is the crown of the works. In fact, who formed and crowned the work of creation? The word of our fiat. As it spoke, the portents of our works came out, one more beautiful than the other. The word formed the most beautiful crown for the work of redemption. Oh! Had I not spoken, the gospel would not exist, and the church would have nothing to teach to the peoples. The great gift of the word has more value than the whole entire world. Now, daughter of my divine volition, do you want to know who breaks my loneliness in the midst of so many works of mine? One who lives in my divine will. She comes into the middle of this center, and she speaks to me. She speaks to me about my works. She tells me that she loves me for each created thing. She opens her heart to me and speaks to me of her intimate secrets. She speaks to me of my divine fiat and of her sorrow, for she does not see it raining. And my heart, in hearing her, feels in her its own love and sorrow. It feels as though portrayed again, and as she speaks, my divine heart swells with love, with joy, and unable to contain it, I open my mouth and speak at length. I open my heart and I pour my inmost secrets into her heart. I speak to her about my divine will as the only purpose of all our works. And while I speak, I feel true company, but a speaking company, not mute. A company that understands me, that makes me happy, and into which I can pour myself. Has everything I have manifested to you about my divine will perhaps not been outpourings of love, transfusion of life that we did, one into the other, and that, while I would speak to you, served to entertain us and to form the sweetest and most pleasant company? A soul that lives in my divine will is everything for me. She makes up for the muteness of my works for me. She speaks to me for everything, she makes me happy, and I do not feel lonely. And having someone to whom to give the great gift of my word, I am no longer left as the mute Jesus who has no one to whom to say a word, and if I want to speak, if my fiat is not there I will not be understood, but the Jesus who speaks and has his company. Then, my poor and little mind kept wandering within the divine fiat, and my lovable Jesus added, "My daughter, my divine will simplifies the creature, it empties her so much of everything that does not belong to it, that nothing else is left of the human being but a complex of simplicity. simple the gaze, the word, the manners, the steps. The mark of the divine simplicity can be seen in her as though in a mirror. Therefore, when my divine will reigns on earth, pretense, lie, which can be called origin of every evil, will not longer exist. While simplicity, as origin of every true good, will be the true characteristic that will point out that he reigns the divine will. Now, you must know that our love for one who lets herself be dominated by our divine fiat is so great, that everything we want the creature to do is first formed in God Himself, and then it passes into her. And since her will and ours are one, she keeps it as her own act, and she repeats it to us as many times as we want. So, one who lives in our divine volition is the bearer of our works, the continuous copier and repeater. With the eye of light that she possesses, given to her by it, she fixes upon her Creator to see what He is doing, in order to absorb it into herself, to say to Him, I want to do nothing else but what Your adorable Majesty does. And we feel twice as happy, not because we are not happy without the creature, since, in us, happiness is our nature, but because we see the creature happy, who, by virtue of our will, comes closer to our likeness, loves with our love and glorifies us with our own works. We feel that the creative power of our fiat reproduces us and forms our life and our works in the creature.